Joshua, how then does a ghost manifest? Does it use some of these electrical particles in the air, in the atmosphere, in the universe? How does it work?
Well, the best way to predict when you have the highest chances of a ghost manifesting physically, and I use that word physically because there are times when a ghost is observable to an individual who may have a special ability we don't understand to see them, but is not necessarily observable to our equipment, is when the humidity is low. And we have found this time and time again. In fact, there was recently a news story that came out of Scotland, if I'm not mistaken, where some very skeptical, critical scientists had researched some areas below Scotland and the underground areas and found that indeed the areas that people claim they have the most paranormal experiences at have the lowest levels of humidity. And we get the most outstanding reports of ghosts manifesting when the humidity is low, according to hair standing on end, seeing physical light forms, the perception of a touch of some kind, a cold spot. All these things we have been able to duplicate artificially in the laboratory using electrostatic charges. And so I tend to think that whatever a ghost is, and we can get into the definition of a ghost if you'd like, a ghost actually manipulates the available electrostatic charges in an environment in order to manifest. And if you take a magnet, for example, you cannot see the lines of force emanating from the magnet, but if you put it underneath a piece of paper, you sprinkle iron filings on it, well, you have a physical representation of those lines of force. And so I think that a ghost is the same. A ghost may be invisible, but it's able to take, instead of iron filings, electrostatic charges out of the environment, and that allows it to have a form that can interact with our physical world, very much like the invisible man might wrap himself in bandages so that you can see him.
Do you believe there's some intelligence behind these ghosts?
In some cases, I have to say, the more I investigate ghosts, the more I think that they are most often explained as some kind of a redundant, unaware, non-interactive imprint from the past. Now, I'm not saying that I don't think that there are active conscious entities. But most often, I think we're looking at something that borders on a form of time travel. Because we know, according to quantum physics, that time is just an illusion, that basically the past, present, and future seem to be occurring at the same time, and we're just experiencing it day by day. And I think that at some places, and especially when the conditions are right and the right type of observer is there, we're able to perform a type of mental time travel. We have this idea that we could create a time machine if we have the technology to withstand certain forces and exceed certain speeds. And even though we don't have that technology, we don't understand the human mind. And so the human mind might be able to travel at speed and withstand forces or do whatever is necessary to see or glimpse somewhat into the past. And I think that most often, that's what we're looking at, some type of an imprint. Now, I personally have never directly seen or recorded any evidence that a ghost is indeed an interactive spirit of someone or something that once lived. But I have thousands and thousands of reports from people all over the world who have told me of experiences they've had, which clearly indicate some type of an interaction. And so if I am to believe that any of those are accurate, well, then I must believe that in some cases we are looking at a conscious entity. And I always make it clear when I address this subject that, you know, even to people who live at places that are haunted, the activity there is rare to them. And so the chances of a group like ours waltzing in there and spending a night or two and seeing something, the chances are so low, it's like hitting the jackpot. And so that's why it's very important for people who find themselves with access, that is to say homes or whatever else, properties where this activity is occurring, they have to take whatever measures are necessary to gather as much information as possible on their own, because a group that comes in on a limited basis can only do a very limited amount.
All right, let's get your take then, Joshua, on what you think a ghost might be based on some of these things that you've just talked about.
Well, I think that a ghost is probably the residual effect. Well, let me stop myself right there. And first, let me give my technical definition of a ghost. And I'm not saying that to sort of distance myself from the idea of a ghost. A lot of different people mean a lot of different things when they use that word. So I'll tell you what I mean when I use it. To me, a ghost is some paranormal aspect of the physical form and or mental presence that appears to exist apart from the original physical form. And that may sound tedious, but it's necessary in order to address all the different kinds of reports and experiences that people describe as being ghostly. And keep in mind, the word appears in that definition is especially important, because it means that a ghost could be something that we cannot scientifically differentiate from a hallucination. On the other hand, we are most interested in seeing what kinds of objective things occur in an environment at the same time that the subjective experience of seeing the ghost or having whatever encounter with a ghost occurs. So, given that I've said that, I think that whenever a very traumatic event occurs, the easiest examples are murders and suicides and things like that.
Car crashes, things like that.
Sure. But whenever something really traumatic happens, there is such a degree of mental energy that is expended that it does make a tangible impact on an environment that makes that incident more liable to be accessible after the incident occurs. And we don't only have to look at it as being ghostly. The Tibetans have this idea of what they call the tulpa. The tulpa being a thought form that if you focus and you concentrate enough on some idea, you can eventually make that idea manifest.